Faye Garneau is a Seattle native who remembers when the Central District was the Italian neighborhood called Garlic Gulch.
Fell in love with a North End boy and moved to the North End of the city, which was a real shock culturally.
Garneau has a lucrative commercial real estate portfolio. She's been active in neighborhood politics for most of her life and today is the main force behind Charter Amendment 19. The campaign has traction thanks to more than $200,000 from Garneau. While she loves her hometown, she does not like how the at-large city council operates.
It's a very difficult thing for one person to know the needs and wishes of 617, over 600,000 people. It's just an impossible job.
Charter Amendment 19 would carve Seattle into seven districts, each with about 88,000 voters. Two of the city council positions would stay at large. Neighborhood leaders from Broadview down to the South End are working with Garneau to educate voters about what the amendment would do.
We feel that a council member living and residing in a district of the city is more approachable. That council member can come to every community group's meeting if they so choose. They can doorbell everybody in that district. They can have an office in that district. I believe that is a small requirement. They have to live in the district.
If you want to peek at what it might look like to have a city council person represent your part of town, just look south to Tacoma. This is Lauren Walker.
And I'm on the Tacoma City Council.
I represent District 3.
We're in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood. It's part of District 3, an area that has struggled for decades. Jim Price lives here and is one of Walker's constituents.
Well, she lives within three blocks of where I live. She's very accessible. Very personal. Your interests and her interests are the same, which is for your neighborhood.
I like it because it helps me to focus. When I first ran for office, I doorbelled my district twice. It gave me a real sense of what the constituents really wanted in those particular areas and the differences. To really be able to focus in on the local residents is great. So this is a huge success.
Walker is pointing to a large new building along Martin Luther King Way. This is where the community health clinic will go. Down the road, bulldozers will soon clear the way for a new public swimming pool. Several blocks from there is a Safeway grocery store that the company has threatened to close, but that Councilwoman Walker is fighting to keep. Back in Seattle, former city council member Jim Street says governing like this forces a narrow view and gives voters fewer options.
As a citizen, you've got one council member who is responsible to you. So then the question is, what if your council member is not even on the right committee? Or what if your council member disagrees with you? Or what if they're just not very effective? Where do you turn in terms of political accountability?
Seattle is one of the few remaining cities its size that doesn't have a city council elected by districts. Portland, Oregon, and Columbus, Ohio are the others. It's the fourth time this issue has been on the ballot in Seattle, and it's the second time Faye Garneau has been involved to try and convince voters that districts are the way to go. Garneau is 79 years old and says someone else will have to carry the torch if the amendment fails. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.